Tempe, Arizona Police Chief Sylvia Moyer says a preliminary investigation into the first known death related to a self-driving vehicle is likely not the fault of Uber, which owns the vehicle. On Sunday night, 49-year-old Elaine Hertzberg was struck and killed in Tempe. Uber has suspended operation of its self-driving cars in the Phoenix area, as well as San Francisco, Toronto, and Pittsburgh. Let's get to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Johanna Buya is a senior editor at Recode. She covers transportation. Hi, Johanna.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, what more do we know about the crash right now? The Tempe police chief has made this statement about the initial investigation, but that police force isn't the only governing body looking into the accident.
No, the National Transportation Safety Board, the federal agency that looks into traffic accidents across the country, is joining the Tempe police in investigating the accident. And like you said, the initial analysis and the initial findings of the investigation, which has yet to be concluded, is that Uber may not be at fault because Elaine Hertzberg actually crossed the street in the middle of the road, not at the crosswalk.
Now, the car was in autonomous mode, but the car also had a human driver behind the wheel. Isn't that supposed to prevent an accident like this?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the job of the vehicle operator. When the autonomous system fails, or if the vehicle operator expects the autonomous system to fail, they're supposed to be able to take back control of the vehicle. The issue is we don't have the conclusions from the investigation, so we don't actually know if it's the operator's fault at this point or if it was a software failure. Uber itself has yet to gain access to that vehicle because the Tempe police still has it in its possession. So they haven't even been able to analyze that data to determine who was at fault and whether or not they should continue to halt the testing of their self-driving cars across the city. So it's difficult to say really whether or not, you know, the vehicle operator could have prevented this accident.
And what about other cities where Uber is testing self-driving vehicles? Are city officials likely to stop these tests altogether?
So we're not seeing a lot of city officials asking for or calling for the banning of testing in general. I mean, Uber has halted testing across the four cities that they're testing right now. And that's going to be sort of determined based on what the data brings back. But we are seeing a lot of calls for Congress to really take the time to, think about the bill that's currently in Congress that could regulate autonomous vehicles. Senator Blumenthal, who has vocally opposed or at least asked the Congress to be more cautious about how they're regulating this new technology, again, reiterated those concerns yesterday. So we may see some more delays on the congressional bill.
Isn't part of the problem here that these autonomous vehicles learn to drive better over time? So tests on real streets and in real situations are necessary, but obviously things can go wrong.
Definitely. So the way that autonomous technology learns is by experiencing new situations. And so in order to be able to ultimately operate on public roads everywhere, they have to be tested on public roads. And so in what's supposed to happen is in a situation where the autonomous system cannot navigate that situation, the vehicle operator is supposed to take over, log that, and then, you know, bring it back to HQ. They simulate that same situation, and then that autonomous technology across the board learns how to navigate that later on in public roads. The problem with that is we're depending, one, on a human to be alert and ready to take over as necessary, and two, on an imperfect system where basically there is an inherent admission that that technology is not yet ready to be fully driverless. And so our question really, I mean, there is a pretty high likelihood that we're going to continue to see these incidents because, the technology is not fully ready yet. So the question is, how much of a risk is the public, the regulators, and the industry willing to take on in pursuit of this ultimate goal of reducing or getting close to eliminating traffic-related accidents down the road?
What does this mean for Uber as a company? It's not like Facebook where we can watch their stock drop after what just happened in the last few days, but they're a private company, so we can't see that. But what does it mean for them?
Right. So Uber's self-driving arm is in the midst of, you know, attempting to strike commercial partnerships with automakers and other companies, and the company wants to go public in 2019. So self-driving development and research is incredibly expensive. They have to be able to nail down their commercial strategy now. And this, even if Uber's technology is not found to be at fault, the perception in and of itself could hurt their chances at striking these partnerships or the partnerships that they already have.
And people have pointed out that this was one fatality. There are more than 3,000 deaths every day due to road crashes.
Right. I mean, it's difficult to compare human driving to self-driving right now just because, you know, there are, you know, each company only has about 100 or up to 1,000 cars on the road and are not driving nearly as many miles. But it is far more significant with human driving.
That's Johanna Bouya, senior editor at Recode. Johanna, thank you.
Thank you.